From the WGXE Newsroom, this is the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, June 29th, 2017. I'm Philip Graham. At the top of the news, Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for the Columbia Green Media that the owner of Hunter Mountain announced last week its plans to expand the resort's skiable acreage by approximately 25% to 30%. Peak Resorts said in a statement the expansion will include the addition of intermediate trails between the main face and Hunter West areas on land already owned by the resort. A parking area and detachable high-speed chairlift will also be built. The project is expected to cost around $9 million, and Peaks hopes to have it finished by the start of the 2018-2019 ski season. The expansion has been an idea floated for years, and Hunter's goal is to increase its intermediate terrains. Hunter Mountain Marketing Director Katie O'Connor said, and I quote, "It's very exciting for us and our guests. It's the first time in years and years we've added trails," end quote. The resort will file an application with the Hunter Planning Board and work with the State Department of Environmental Conservation, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, and the New York City Department of Environmental Protection on the project. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. William J. Kimball is reporting in the Daily Freeman that the Rhinebeck Town Board on Monday, June 26, adopted a law requiring that one of every 10 proposed residential units built in the town be affordable. However, the law permits developers to pay a fee of $1 per square foot for each unit they seek to exempt from that requirement. Critics of the law say the fees assessed would be less than the cost of constructing affordable housing. A trust fund supporting affordable housing projects will be established by the town. Costs covered by that account would include consulting and legal fees for affordable housing projects and infrastructure such as roads, water, and sewer. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. William J. Kimball is reporting in the Daily Freeman that the Rhinebeck Town Board on Monday, June 26, adopted a law requiring that one of every 10 proposed residential units built in the town be affordable. However, the law permits developers to pay a fee of $1 per square foot for each unit they seek to exempt from that requirement. Critics of the law say the fees assessed would be less than the cost of constructing affordable housing. A trust fund supporting affordable housing projects will be established by the town. Costs covered by that account would include consulting and legal fees for affordable housing projects and infrastructure such as roads, water, and sewer. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand said she was pleased June 27th when Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell pulled the Republican tax cut and health care bill from the possible vote this week. Gillibrand's statement read, and I quote, "Health care in America should be a right, not a privilege. The decision to pull back a vote on the disastrous GOP health care bill was the right one. But make no mistake, just like the House of Representatives did after their initial failure, I take Majority Leader McConnell at his word that he will bring the bill back to the floor. Obamacare is not perfect, and it is far too expensive for many in our state. I stand ready to work in a bipartisan manner to make improvements to the law that would benefit New Yorkers. Specifically, I believe all New Yorkers should be able to buy into Medicare at a price they can afford," end quote. The Daily Freeman reports that the TV show Road Trip Masters will be on the mountains in Greene County this week, filming at Scribner's Lodge, the Village of Tannersville, the Tannersville Bike Path, New York Zipline Adventures, and the Villa Vosilla Resort. The show, in the area through July the 1st, is hosted by educators Nix Kessler and Brian Fulmer, who tell travel stories in their 1968 convertible Cadillac DeVille. The show airs on Discovery, Destination America, and American Heroes, as well as Amazon Prime, Apple TV, and Roku. But episodes with this filming won't air until next January. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Finally, WCAALP 107.3 FM begins broadcasting in Albany on July the 1st. The station is in the Grand Street Community Arts Center at 68 Grand Street in downtown Albany, with a phone number of 518-280-0038 and a Twitter account at hashtag WCAALP. The low-power station should only be heard in Albany. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a mostly cloudy day for today, but the temperature high will be around 81 degrees. There is a chance of non-severe thunderstorms for Thursday evening and overnight as a warm front moves through the area. For tonight, it will be mostly cloudy with a low around 66. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Friday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly after noon. Some of those storms could produce heavy rain. It will be partly sunny with a high near 86 degrees. Friday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly before 5 a.m. Some of those storms could produce heavy rain. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 68. And on Saturday, showers and thunderstorms likely mainly after 2 p.m. Some of those storms could produce heavy rain. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 87 degrees. Saturday night, showers and thunderstorms likely again before 2 a.m. Then showers are likely, possibly a thunderstorm after 2 a.m. And some of those storms also could produce heavy rain. It will be mostly cloudy Saturday night with a temperature low around 68 degrees. Sunrise today was at 5:20 a.m. and the sun will set at 8:36 p.m. That will give us 15 hours and 16 minutes of daylight, about a half a minute less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the 29th day of June, 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.